We will be back on next month in September, the third Monday of September. And we will obviously keep you updated on this as well as any other major labor stories that take place. But until then, thank you so much for tuning in. You can interact with us on the website. Go to kboo.org/laborradio. You can find information on how to contact us if you want to discuss this more. And yeah, please tune in next month. Thank you so much for listening to Labor Radio. I am Michael Cathcart.
And I'm Ellie Gilland.
Have a great
Prison
night.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime, and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Welcome to Prison Pipeline, produced at the studios of KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. Patty Katz was an early visionary in Oregon public safety reform and a lifelong advocate of addiction recovery. She co-founded Hands Across the Bridge, an annual event in solidarity and support of addiction recovery. She helped pass the Ban the Box law, which removed the employment question about whether an applicant ever committed a felony. Patty hosted Prison Pipeline in 2012. We'll hear tributes to Patty Katz from her many friends and family who gathered at her celebration of life that was held on August 8th at Living Hope Church in Vancouver, Washington.
So my name's Abby Stokes. I'm also a person in long-term recovery. And what that means to me is that I haven't had a drink or a drug in over 15 years. The first time that I attended Hands Across the Bridge, my very first impression was that it was just a giant, awesome party, and all my Oxford people were there, and there was just a ton of recovery family that I just hadn't met yet that I wanted to get to know. I loved it. You know, early in my recovery, I got plugged into Oxford. I did a lot of service work right away in my recovery. I was a part of the activities chair. I planned so many events, and people kept telling me that I needed to meet this woman, Patty Katz, because I was definitely a mini version of her. So finally, I was in college with Tom Brettenbach, one of our other board members over there, and he invited me to get involved in the planning meetings for Hands Across the Bridge, and so I showed up, and that was the first time that I met Patty. She was leading a huge training inside this planning committee. She was talking about advocacy. Somebody said the amount of energy that she had in a room. That was true. She had so much energy that I knew that this woman was on fire, and I wanted what it was that she had. I just instantly thought she was this incredible human being, and I was excited to meet her and be involved with anything that really that she was doing. When I met her individually, she made me feel like I was important and like she had been waiting for me. And that sounds silly out loud, but it's true, and I know that she did that for every person that she met. It was one of my favorite qualities about her, and one of the things that I wanted to be able to implement in my life is to just make everybody feel like they're so important and that they matter. She was always giving us that call to action, and you knew with her behind you that you could do it. You could do whatever it was that she wanted you to do. As crazy and outlandish as it seemed, you knew that you could do it if she was gonna be there with you. Patty was my hero. She knew how to do all the things and how to make the big changes happen for people who didn't know how to advocate for themselves. She stood up for the underdog. She fought for what she believed in, but she never did it alone. Patty built leaders in the recovery community. We all stood alongside her, learning how to do every piece because she made each one of us feel like we were super important and our role mattered, regardless of how simple or small it might have felt. Of course, I asked her to be my sponsor. How could I not? Our relationship meant the world to me. She encouraged me to fight the fights that needed to be fought, and she reminded me where the line was, where we cease fighting. So much of who I am today, the characteristics that I decided that I wanted to implement in my own life, and my passion to fight for equality and justice comes from or was nurtured by Patty. She had a way of making all of us feel magical, important, and most of all, champions and leaders that stand up for the next right thing. That doesn't end here, and that doesn't end with her. This is our call to action now, and we are the ones that get to carry on her legacy and give that back to the people coming up behind us. So our board got a letter from the White House, and we're gonna read it.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Laura Carlson, a woman in long-term recovery, which means I have not had any alcohol or other drugs since September 9th of 2010. And if you're counting, that means it's almost 11 years. And Patty Katz saved my life. So I'm going to read this letter. It's from the Executive Office of the President, Office of National Drug Control Policy, Washington, D.C., dated July 20th, 2021. Dear Hands Across the Bridge team, please accept my sympathies and heartfelt condolences for the loss of Patty Katz. Patty's service to Portland, the state of Oregon, the Pacific Northwest, and the entire nation reflects her dedication to social justice and the recovery advocacy movement. Patty was a true champion for social justice, boldly disclosing her lived experience as a woman in long-term recovery from addiction. She was frank about her episodes of incarceration by setting a powerful example of authenticity with everyone she met. Patty helped people better understand addiction and become more open-minded and compassionate towards people who have substance use disorder, as well as those in recovery. Patty will be long remembered, not only for her impact as a gifted community organizer, but as a woman in recovery who used her own experience to inspire change and healing in so many others. Her work in the recovery community touched, changed, and saved countless lives. Please know that we at the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy have been inspired by her leadership and example. She was a beacon of hope for our communities and our country. Sincerely, Regina M. LaBelle, Acting Director. And that's how you build a legacy.
I met Patty, I can't remember how many years ago, but I was a volunteer with Citizens United for the Rehabilitation of Errants, known as CURE, for years, and on the board, and also on the board with Patty with that. I also volunteer at OSP. Anyway, this is a letter written by one of the guys who's still there. It saddens me greatly to have to write this letter of condolence to you. I will sorely miss her, but always remember her in the light that beamed from her smile, her glowing persona, if you will, her pattiness. Those of you that know what I'm talking about. For many of us here, and I know I am speaking for the vast many of us incarcerated that were personal friends and acquaintances of Patty, she would share with us exactly what it took to pick herself up again and again, time after time, one pitfall after another, with no hesitation or excuses, just the facts. Patty was a straight shooter and told it like it was, in her own words, in her own way, and that is exactly what we loved about her. Mostly, Patty, thank you for just being you and giving what you could. My life is richer and fuller now just by knowing you. Godspeed. Sincerely and respectfully submitted, Michael Willie. Thank you.
My name is Vicki Smith, and I am with Exchange Church, one of Patty's pastors. At this time, I would like to read Patty's obituary. Patricia Patty Ann Katz, July 14th, 1947 to June 27th, 2021. After a long and winding road to recovery, Patty embraced and maintained her sobriety for over 21 years, making it her mission to give back by reaching out to those who needed help and finding their own road. She passionately devoted the remainder of her life to supporting the recovery community as a sponsor to countless sponsees who found strength in her story, her compassion, and her guidance. She organized and advocated for social justice reforms for the recovery and formerly incarcerated communities, and her efforts resulted in her becoming part of a wide network of activists all across the country. Patty worked in multiple organizations with roles as an advocate and organizer. One of her most satisfying achievements was in helping to pass the Ban the Box law in Oregon, which legislated the removal of the employment application question about whether the applicants had ever committed a felony. Yes, definitely. Her proudest professional achievement was in co-founding the first Hands Across the Bridge event in the Northwest and serving as lead organizer for over 18 years. The annual Labor Day event celebrates the hard work the Portland and Vancouver recovery communities have accomplished by highlighting speakers committed to supporting those endeavors performing symbolic ceremonies to celebrate hope for those on their recovery path and remembering those who have been lost due to addiction. The event culminates as participants from the Portland and Vancouver sides of the I-5 bridge join hands along the entire length of the bridge. Finally, and most importantly, Patty was a much-loved daughter, sister, mom, Nana, and friend. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made in the name of Patty Katz to the following organizations that were near and dear to her heart: Hands Across the Bridge, Oxford Houses of Oregon, Dual Diagnosis Anonymous, Iron Tribe Network.
So my name is Leanne Fisher, and I am part of Patty's lineage, her sponsorship lineage. It's actually my great-grand sponsor. I don't even know how many of us there are. There was a long time when I wasn't in recovery that I was kind of just pretending like I was in recovery. I really couldn't stop using drugs. And she never wavered on loving me or letting me know that I was still really important. And so Patty made it a point to, when I finally, it's been 4 years now, when I finally did reach my year, it was a huge honor that she came to my year birthday. She kind of just said to me, "See, I knew you could do it all along." So she believed in people. She really believed in people when they couldn't believe or didn't believe in themselves. And I was one of them.
My name is Tammy Wilkins. I am too, as well, a person in long-term recovery. That means I have not used alcohol or drugs since April 2nd, 2006. For those of you that may not know what that introduction means, that's something that Patty grilled into our heads for every time we spoke to a legislator, every time we spoke to a large group of people, every time we may have interacted with the media. Her message was very important, and along with her characteristics that everybody is talking about and the love that she shared with everybody, that was really what drove Patty, was her passion to get the message out that we do recover and we do change. And she had the most authentic way of sharing that with everybody. So I just figured I would explain that. I personally have known Patty for about 35 years. She liked to call it our battle days because we met in the prison yard, and she was a mothering hen even in those days. I was a lot younger than a lot of the people next to us, and we continued to share this bond throughout the years of something more akin to family than anything else, and she will be sorely missed. But she was like my true north, right? I would always have this mantra in my head. It'd be like, what would Patty do? What would Patty say? Because sometimes I would get wrapped up in my own stuff and I wouldn't learn how to give, to heal, and to be present for people the way that Patty did. So I always had these things where I would just think about it. What would Patty do in this situation? Or how would Patty support this person in a way that maybe would not have occurred to me? And so those are things that I still carry with me today, trying to emulate somebody that is just bigger than life. So those are benchmarks for me. And that's what Patty gave me to take forward. That is part of her legacy. She's one of the most authentic people. I mean, she had that race brain. Everything that came out of her mouth was genuine. She had absolutely no filters, and she would just roll with it. And it didn't matter what situation or who she was talking to. She was exactly the same behind closed doors as she was in front of a microphone. I think that was a big piece of what gave Patty her magic, is she was just completely authentic. Some of the words that I came up with when I was thinking about it is just passionate, driven to help others, inclusive of absolutely everyone, especially the newest person in the room or the person that looked most uncomfortable being there. She would just drag them up in front of everybody, and you know, and she'd just plop them down in front of a microphone, and she'd be like, "You are valuable just the way you are. We need to hear from you." So, you know, and then to take the edge off, she was funny and lively and clever, and she never forgot a person's name. There was nobody she didn't know their name, their story. She loved to tell her stories, and they always had a purpose, you know. They had a purpose to make a human connection for people and to bring people together. Beyond helping people, which is her number one passion, she loved to cook, and she was an amazing cook. She always made the food beautiful. It was just healthy, and it's just an amazing talent for cooking, and she used to love to cook for me, especially when I was having my surgeries. And she really likes to drive fast. She was like the, you think she runs around a stage fast, you should see her behind a wheel of a car. She would take the back roads because everybody was in her way, and she would have her music all turned up, and it was a little scary sometimes. Thanks for letting me share.
Is Rena and Sean Bowers here?
My name is Rena, and I'm a long person in long-term recovery, and what that means for me is I haven't used drugs or alcohol since 4/1/2010. So my first introduction to Patty was in 2004. I'd just been released from prison. I met Patty at an AA meeting here in Vancouver. Patty believed in me long before I've ever believed in myself. She would pick me up from my Oxford house and would drag me from meeting to meeting. We spent countless hours sharing stories. We talked about our lives, our children, our recovery. And Patty shared with me how she wanted to change the world. She did that. She fought hard for what she believed in, and she rarely took no for an answer. Patty breathed love and light into those around her, and when she loved you, you knew it. In 2007, I returned to active addiction and landed back in prison. Patty never gave up on me and loved me endlessly and selflessly. Patty loved me until I learned to love myself. She held me up until I learned to stand on my own. I will be forever grateful for her guidance and for her mentorship. Patty led with integrity and grace, and she was a little ball of spitfire. One thing that I will be forever grateful for is Patty's dedication to pray for others. I learned that from her. Many times I would witness her jotting down names in her notebook, and when I would ask her what she was doing, she would tell me she was adding people to the list for the hire dude. When Patty told you she was going to pray for you, she did. My hope and my prayer is that Patty left this world knowing what a positive impact she had on so many of us. So as we approach the Hands Across the Bridge event on September 6th, I hope to see you all there. I cannot help but feel all the feelings. I will say in 2019 that I had the opportunity to be on the tugboat with Patty at the event. The space that we held together that day will be a memory I will hold and cherish in my heart forever. I remember standing next to Patty on the boat, and as she looked up at the bridge, and as all of you held hands, the tears poured from her eyes and she couldn't stop them. There were no words needed in the moment, I just knew. When Patty passed, she took a piece of my heart with her. So I'll close with this and just say that Patty, if you're listening, I ask that you walk with each one of us, you hold us in your hands and guide us. Be our guardian angel in heaven as you were with us here on earth.
My name's Sean Bauer. I'm a man in long-term recovery. What that means is I haven't had to use drugs or do crime since 2/23/2008. You know, I met Patty at CRCI. You know, she came in with Phoenix Rising and the leaders from MACG. You know, she came in, she said, "Hi, my name's Patty Katz. My SID number is this." I wish I knew it, but. And she says, and I used to live here and to a room full of guys. And what she was trying to do is that she was trying to inform us. You know, I think that's one of the best things that I have learned from Patty, right? Like, if you have something and you have the right information, then there's a way to deliver it. Because, you know, when you're in prison, you know, like, you don't vote, and you don't really care about that kind of stuff or whatever, you know? And she was trying to empower us to let us know that we could tell our people, right? If we have people out there, you know, that they could vote and that how we could change some things. She's like, "I'm not trying to sway your vote. I just want you to vote. And I want your people to vote. I want to inform them this is the information." You know, I'm not a political person. Most of the time I'm like, I don't care about any of that kind of stuff. I don't care what it was. You know, it wasn't something I was ever concerned with. And so probably only a little concerned with it now, but that's because of Patty, right? You know, any little bit that I do have. But, you know, there was always a time, like after that, I mean, I got to see Patty regularly for my time at CRCI, and the minute I got out, the first couple days I got out, I went and seen some folks that I'd met while I was in prison, and because they were inspiring, you know, and Patty was one of them. I got to go to her office at Partnership and Safety and Justice. You know, she would just share everything, you know, whatever's going on with you and or with her and what she was involved in. And just recruit you to be like, "Hey, hold this right now," or "Here, sit down and do this. Here, move this over here for me," right? You know, because she was like, and it wasn't like being bossy. It was like, "Look, we have some work to do, and I need your help," you know? And even if you don't know anything about it, I'll show you. And that's just what was amazing. You know, again, over the years, there's lots of different things. Anytime Patty calls, you go, you know, and you try to bring in three or four people. You know what I mean? Because that's probably what it's going to need. you know, if not more. But I mean, that's that for me, you know, personally, like I need to bring three guys because this is gonna, it's gonna take. So I've had the pleasure to call Patty one of my mentors, one of my friends. And I could go on and on, and like I'm sure everyone can, you know, I mean, really, that if she's touched your life. And I couldn't be in this position that I'm at right now, you know, without some great mentors. And Patty was one of them, you know, always supporting what our organization does, always supporting Clean and Sober Housing, and just giving us a position to do some stuff. You know, I've been able to be part of the, you know, Hands Across the Bridge and the safety team since 2009, and becoming the chair of that committee in 2010. I'm very blessed to be able to speak and just learn the things that I've learned from Patty. I'm forever grateful. She had a mission, another little side mission. She always wanted to open a recovery house for people who are like 50 and older. If we put it out there in the world, right, we put it out there in the universe, and if it's the right thing, it'll work out. But what I know is that that was the thing. She wanted to be able to put folks that wanted to be in recovery, wanted to be in supported housing, that had lived experience that were similar. And that was a dream of hers. Anyway, thank you for allowing me to speak. I love you all.
So my name is Dave Taub, and I'm a man in long-term recovery. And, you know, I got the opportunity to meet Patty when I had about 3 months clean and sober. And I was given the opportunity to open the first men and children's Oxford House in the state of Washington. So I get this phone call from this lady, and she says, hey, so I hear, and she's rambling on, and she doesn't introduce herself or anything. She's just going on and on about the Oxford House that I'm getting ready to open, and would I speak at Hands Across the Bridge? And I said, hold it, slow down. Who is this? And then she introduced herself, and then she told me a little bit about Hands Across the Bridge. And so we started working together. I said, I'm not a really good public speaker. She said, we'll fix that, you know, and she she did. She sat with me several hours. We would meet and work on my story and refine it, and she would have me rehearse it and say it in front of the planning committee meeting, and just on and on and on until when that day came, I was ready to speak in front of people. My son was at that time in custody of the state, and I had been told that I was getting him back, and I was supposed to go to court on the next day, on Tuesday, following Hands Across the Bridge, to find out exactly when they would be returning him. And this is the kind of thing that Patty did for people. She went out of her way to make occasions special. So here I am at my first Hands Across the Bridge. I've almost 6 months clean and sober, and I'm telling my story. This was when it was the Washington side was down at the quarry behind the Red Lion, and there's a amphitheater. The end of my story, I said, and tomorrow I go to court to find out when my son comes home. And at that moment, I noticed the crowd was rustling, and everybody opened up right in the middle of the crowd. And at the top of the stairs was my son, 4 years old, standing there with a giant smile on his face. And he ran down the stairs of the amphitheater, and he jumped in my arms, and he said, I'm home now, Dad. Patty had set all that up with my social worker. I had no idea. And that day solidified a lot of things in my life, that if I kept doing the next right thing, if I surrounded myself with the right kind of people, that I could be successful. And through the years, she pushed and pushed and pushed me. I thought I was thinking about going back to school, and I was scared. And Patty would, sometimes we wouldn't talk for a month or two, and then she would just call me out of the blue. And I was trying to make this decision about going back to school. And she said, I knew you had amazing things in you. I've been telling you this for years. This is definitely something you could go for. And I did. I stepped into Clark College. I hadn't been to school in 30 years, and I didn't do that well when I was there. Today, I stand here with a master's degree in social work. I have the career of my dreams. And it was all because of the people in Alcoholics Anonymous, the people in Oxford, and people like Patty Katz that constantly and consistently told me that I could do things I didn't believe I could do. And when somebody believes in you that way, when you don't believe in yourself, it gives you drive. Because she was one of the first people to have true belief that I could accomplish great things when I didn't think so. My self-esteem was destroyed after 27 years of drinking and using.
Tracy Jennings.
Hi, I'm Tracy. I'm a person in long-term recovery, and that means for me that I have not used drugs or alcohol since July 3rd, 2001. I was introduced to Patty in August of 2001. I ended up in YW Housing. Jackie and Julie are here now, too. They had this amazing program, and Patty was my roommate. Oh, my gosh. Patty was my roommate, and she was so crazy, and she was so, oh my gosh, she was just so on fire for recovery, and she was running around, and she was talking to the cops, and she was, like, doing all this stuff, and it was contagious, and I wanted what she had, and oh my gosh, I could tell you guys stories for days. I'm not kidding you. She would haul us around, me around in her car. You're right, like, I don't know how I didn't die. There were moments, I'm not kidding you. We would truck up to prison every single week. We would go to prison for years, and we would be in this little Honda, and it would be foggy or dark. And that was back when there was no paved roads up at Larch Mountain. And there were times I thought it was going to be the end of my life. And we did it, right? It was service work, right? And she taught me, oh my gosh, she taught me. She taught me about service, and she taught me about my community, right? And not just being quiet and doing things in a 12-step community, or Patty changed the world, right? She taught us how to change the world. And Shelly and I, Patty's daughter, and Ken, some way, somehow, we ended up one time going to Washington, D.C. We did something with SAMHSA. It was a long time ago. And we were brand new in recovery, and we were with all these addicts. We were getting trained to speak. Patty changed my everything, my life. She is my hero. I'm just gonna end with this. I have a funny story. So Patty was just a year and a half ahead of me in sobriety. I knew I wanted her to be my sponsor, but we kind of grew up a little bit together. And she would haul me everywhere. And it was downtown Vancouver one time, and we were late. And we were probably, I don't know, on our third meeting. And we ran into this meeting into a basement in a church in downtown Vancouver. And we were late, and we rushed in, and she loudly introduced herself. There was no anonymous about Patty. She loudly introduced herself about who she was, and she'd been to prison, and she was a heroin this and that. And it was really quiet in the room after she introduced herself. All the older people grabbed their purses, and we were not in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. We were in a Red Cross meeting. So totally Patty. But oh my gosh, I could tell you so many more. You know what? She loved me unconditionally, and I'm grateful for every single piece of my life, and I will forever be giving back to my community. So yes, thank you.
My name's Ken Jennings, Tracy's old man. I'm a man in long-term recovery. My clean date's 11-3-0-2. I don't think Patty liked me the first 2 or 3 years that we knew each other. She wouldn't let me in the door. She seen that I started taking my recovery seriously. She didn't even sugarcoat stuff in my addiction. It was like, get the hell out of here. It's like, I just want to see Tracy, you know? And Patty changed my life in so many ways. I love her with all my heart, but sometimes I did not like her. She, at that same Hands Across the Bridge, Dave got his kid back. It was my first time speaking publicly. And I had this page all written out, and 15 minutes before I was to go up, she goes, let me proofread that for you. It's like, sure, Patty, why not, you know? And then, hey, Patty, can I get that back 2 minutes before I'm going up on stage? She goes, nah, just wing it. You're gonna do fine. It's like, ugh, she got me again. So, hey, you want to go out to pizza? It's like, yeah, I'll meet you for pizza. And it's a planning committee, and it's like, hey, and she's like, why don't you bring Nick and the fellas, you know? And it's just like getting us to volunteer, you know. I still answer my phone. It's like, how can I help? You know what I mean? It's like, whenever she called, it was, Patty, how can I help? She asked me to speak in a church one time. She said, she lies. She's a liar, too. Anybody that says she's not, she is. She's a liar. She goes, can you speak at this little church over in Portland, you and Donnie Hillis? And Donnie was my sponsor at the time. It's like, yeah, I guess we can speak at a little church. I didn't want to. And we get there, and me and Donnie were the first ones sitting in the front row. And I'm trying to get in the zone. And when I stand up, there was over 500 people. I felt like somebody kicked me in the stomach. Donnie saved the day at the end, though. You know Patty, she's made us all better. We love you guys. That's all I got.
You have been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland and a celebration of life held for Patty Katz. Thank you to Patty's family for allowing this event to be recorded and aired on KBOO. Thank you to Pastor Vicki Smith. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/Prison Pipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Thank you to our KBOO engineer, and thank you for listening. She gave me love, 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 love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love.
Fighting for survival is such a boring battle. Wanna get into my car, I wanna drive out to Seattle, where the used record stores have much better prices. But I don't have a car, and I don't have a license. Should I take another walk to the DMV? Get another learner's permit with a picture of me? I'd put it in my wallet along with my $4, and the condom that's still in there that has probably expired. I'd leave home for New York, but New York is where I'm from. I'm just looking for a way to feel my life has begun.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
This is Cynthia McKinney, and you're listening to Hard Knock Radio.
I'm Ariana Huffington, and when I'm in the Bay, I keep it locked to Hard Knock Radio.
Hey, check this out, y'all. This is Zion 9. Right now, you're listening to
Hard Knock Radio, the Bay Area's finest and real hip-hop. Big up yourself.